Fourth quarter set to begin, 41-30. Chillicothe with an 11-point lead. Hamilton look to cut into that with their first possession here. They get the ball to start the fourth quarter. They bring it across the timeline on the inbounds play. Work it up top right side to Ross. Cross court to Braden Potts. They play pitch and catch now, getting it up top to Cale Witt. Witt drives inside, puts it up against Paff and Brandsgard and scores. Nicely done, Cale Witt. He's got 9 to lead Hamilton unofficially. Chillicothe answers with 2 by, I missed who scored that for Chillicothe. And neither does the Filmer, so someone scored 2. 43-32, I was writing a stat down, and I missed Chillicothe's shot. Foul on Ryan Cook. Is that 4-2 or is it 32? 42, yeah, it's a fourth one on Cook. He's going to have to be a little bit careful. 43-32, Chillicothe by 11. Right wing Trey, halfway down, back out for C.J. Paff. That rattled around the rim a little hard and ricocheted back out. Three-pointer doesn't connect on the left wing for Connor Cavanaugh, and teams are getting up and down the floor in a hurry right now. Right side, Mason Baxter can't get it inside to Swift. Up top, Peyton Fork lobs it inside for Swift. Count it, Fork the assist. Swift the bucket, his second tonight. Chillicothe leads it by 13. Andrew Rich wants to check in. Next opportunity. Chillicothe knocks a top of the key pass out of bounds. So Hamilton will get another chance, and Cook comes out with 4 fouls in favor of the freshman Rich. Hamilton gets it in. They work it over left wing to Cavanaugh. Fork is on him to shut him down. They have to give it out to Potts to hit the reset button. Potts at the free throw line, turns around, fires it to Rich. Working baseline right. Right wing now. Three-pointer doesn't fall for Tucker Ross. He's 0 for 3 from out there. Chillicothe's Path the rebound. He'll cross the timeline, leading 45-32 with 6 minutes and counting left in the ballgame. Chillicothe looking for win number 11. The lob goes inside to Peyton Fork. Going to count the bucket by Peyton Fork. Baxter the assist, and Chillicothe with the foul. That little lob inside to Fork is working pretty well tonight. And that's the first foul on Connor Cavanaugh. 47-32, Chillicothe leads it by 14. Peyton Fork at the line for the first time tonight. Eyes it up, pops his right wrist, drops it in for the old school three-point play. He's got 7 now. And Chillicothe's lead is bloomed to 15 now. I'm sorry, 16. 48-32. That would be 16. Hamilton got an official's timeout. I'm not sure what the pause was for, but they will inbound it now from in front of the Hamilton bench. The officials saw something that told them to stop the action and hit the reset button. 5:42 left to play in the ball game. 48-32, Chillicothe with a lead. Peyton Fork tips the pass back court, can't get to it, so Hamilton brings it across the timeline again. And there's a dump-off pass over on the left side to Andrew Rich. It was tipped out of bounds by C.J. Papp. So Chillicothe still playing pretty salty defense, getting quick hands and long wingspans in there to cause some commotion. And another steal and another layup coming up by C.J. Paff. Paff with a bucket. Paff has 19 points. And it's 50-32, an 18-point lead. We're back after this timeout. Chillicothe leads at 50-32 with 5:10 left to play on KCHI. And welcome back. Following the timeout, 5:10 left to play, and Chillicothe's put together a pretty good second half to lead it 50-32. held Hamilton to 6 points the previous quarter and have held them to two so far in this quarter. Hamilton's basketball, they work it to set it up again. Under 5 minutes left to play in the contest. Quick drive inside. Baxter and Paff team up to block the shot of the attempted layup by Hamilton's Connor Cavanaugh. Someone got more than basketball, though. And that's the fourth one on Mason Baxter. Bradley Riley and William Perry check in. Shot doesn't fall for Connor Cavanaugh. 50-32, your score. Still approaching midpoint of the fourth quarter. Brandsgard right wing, gets it up top to Pfaff, back to Brandsgard. Baseline right. They feed it over left side to Riley. They work it back up top to Pfaff. Tried the lob up to Peyton Fork, but Hamilton saw what was coming, and I think that was Cale Witt, the 6'4 senior. Jumped and stole the pass. Now we got a whistle on Chillicothe on defense. That is on Peyton Fork. A little push off. His second. Sixth team foul, five team fouls on Hamilton, and at the free throw line, first one for Michael Roberts. Off the front of the rim, no good. He was in the act of shooting. He'll get a second attempt here. That one off the back of the rim, and Peyton Fork with a rebound. So a foul, but no damage done. And Chillicothe sets it up. Free throw line, William Perry. Left side, Riley. Cross court, now back up top. Round the horn to go. Baseline left, Peyton Fork. Had it tipped out of his hands and out of bounds. Chillicothe will inbound it over in the baseline left corner. They lob it up top, hand it to Riley. Bradley Riley over left wing. Nothing there for Pfaff. Right side to Brandsgard. Back up top, Riley. CJ Pfaff left wing. Over to Brandsgard. Catches a high pass, hauls it down, dribbles twice, posts up, low post right, and Brandsgard with another bucket. He's got unofficially 20. And Chillicothe's lead is now also 20 points for the first time. Close game in the first half, but Chillicothe started pulling away here in the second half now, obviously. Left wing, Roberts for Hamilton. Up top, Witt. He dribble drives, double team, doesn't get the shot to fall. Brandsgard and Pfaff over there in the vicinity. Blocked the shot, got the loose basketball, brought it down court. Three ball for Riley, didn't connect. Hamilton wants to send Andrew Rich back into the ballgame. They've basically used Hamilton as six players. Brandsgard underneath the bucket, tries to power it up. First time doesn't work, second time hangs with it, puts it up and in. He's got 22, Pfaff with 19. And it's a 22-point lead now. Timeout, Hamilton. We're back after this break. Back in 30 seconds, Chillicothe leads at 54-32 on KCHI.
Coffee Ivy.
Hamilton takes a quick timeout. They'll inbound it on the far sideline. 2:46 left to play. Chillicothe 54, Hamilton 32. Hamilton led at times in the first half and has struggled in the second half, unfortunately, as Chillicothe's kind of stepped up their game plan a little bit. Hamilton sends it over to Andrew Rich. Right side, Roberts for three. Drains that one. Good-looking shot from the right wing. Michael Roberts. That's his third tray, first one since the first quarter. Swift gets it inside. Nothing there for Riddle, who checked in. Gets it to Perry. Perry called for the charge, had a shot blocked, was also called for the charge to boot. And Hamilton goes down towards the end of the bench and sends in Kevin Williams, Stephen Henry, and Sawyer Morrow. Williams, a 6-foot sophomore. Henry, a 6'1 sophomore. And Morrow, a 5'10 sophomore. Bringing it down the timeline. Everyone for Hamilton that dressed out on varsity. Looks like it's playing time. Chillicothe pretty much got a couple players I don't see down there for some reason. Hamilton up top to Williams. Circle right. Tried to go inside, but stolen by Perry. Down court to Swift. Gives it to Riddle. Oh, Riddle couldn't get it to fall. Wanted to get Michael Riddle a chance to get his name in the scorebook. Traveling call as they bring it down court. Traveling on Hamilton. That was a great team play there. Michael Riddle, a senior, he's worked as hard as anybody. Doesn't get as much playing time as some of the others, but they wanted to see if they could get his name in the scorebook with some points to it. I got respect for that. And there's Bradley Riley with a little backdoor pass from Swift. Swift the assist. Bradley Riley has points next to his name tonight now. 56-35. Chillicothe leads it with a minute 18 left to play. Left wing Morrow gets it over on the baseline to Ross. Up top to Kevin Williams, the 6-foot sophomore. Trying to post up, nothing there for Rich. They have to go back out top. Drive inside, referees with a whistle on the floor as Ross tries to take it to the hole. That is on Anthony. And it'll be free throws now for Tucker Ross. Makes that one. He's 3 of 3. Had both of his shots fall in the second quarter. Riley comes out. And Hunter Rader checks in. Hunter had a good game on the junior varsity level tonight. And perfect 4 of 4 on the night for Tucker Ross at the free throw line, 56-37. 19-point Chillicothe lead, under a minute to play now in this one. Swift over to Anthony, up top to Perry. Feed it underneath to Swift. Good pass. Swift throws a head fake, doesn't get it to fall. Michael Riddle with a rebound and the stick back. I like seeing that. Good job. Good effort there all the way around. Pass underneath by Hamilton was blocked out of bounds. Someone got more than basketball. That is on Hunter Swift, just his first one. Ninth team foul at the line is Andrew Rich. First free throw is in for his first point tonight for Hamilton. Just a freshman. We'll be hearing that name quite a bit. Good-sized kid for a freshman, 6'2". Good stocky body on him. You can tell he's, like all these Hamilton athletes, he's no stranger to the weight room. ...58-39 your score. Anthony has his pocket picked by Williams for Hamilton. Williams spins. He and Anthony collide, and that'll be on Anthony, it looks like. And that's the second one on Matt Anthony, and we have 9.7 seconds left to play. Chillicothe will improve to 11-7, and Hamilton will fall to 6-9. First one in for Williams. He gets a point next to his name in the varsity book. 58-40 now, Chillicothe. Second one good as well. It's a 17-point Chillicothe lead. William Perry backcourt with four. Chillicothe won't even need to cross the timeline. They do pass down to Hunter Swift. And that is your final score. Chillicothe 58-41 for the Hamilton Hornets. So Chillicothe wins it by 17, led by 21-2 at one point. They win by 17. We'll take a break, be back with some numbers, and a coach interview coming up at some time as well. This is Chillicothe basketball on KCHI.